Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 23rd October 2020. Top stories for today. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin is understood to be seeking an audience with the Yang di-Pertuan Agong to be conferred special emergency powers during the third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. Speculation is rife that the government may declare an economic emergency following this morning's cabinet meeting in Putrajaya. Singapore paper Straits Times quoted several anonymous sources saying today's meeting was to discuss several proposals on dealing with the upcoming budget 2021 next month, while the country is grappling with the pandemic and challenges to the legitimacy of the Perikatan National Government helmed by Muhyiddin Yassin. An ex-political secretary to former Defence Minister Mohamed Sabu was charged again in Shah Alam Sessions Court today with two counts of accepting bribes totaling 130,000 ringgit from a contractor company last year. Mohamed Azhar Cik Mat Dali, however, pleaded not guilty after both charges were read out to him before Judge Rofiah Mohamed. Barisan Nasional Chairman Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi today announced that his fellow UMNO member Dato' Sri Hishamuddin Hussein has been appointed the coalition's new Treasurer General. In a brief statement today, Ahmad Zahid said that a small reshuffle has been carried out by the BN leadership to strengthen the coalition. Ahmad Zahid, who is also the president of UMNO, thanked Hishamuddin's predecessor, Dato' Sri Tengku Adnan Mansor, for his service, while confirming that the latter will remain as UMNO treasurer. Two individuals were each slapped with a 1,000 ringgit compound for failing to comply with the Standard Operating Procedures, SOPs, under the Recovery Movement Control Order, RMCO, last night. District Police Chief ACP Stanley Jonathan Ringgit said they were arrested at an entertainment outlet at Jalan Lau King Hau at about 10:20 p.m. last night. He said they were detained during an integrated operation conducted by the police, Cebu Municipal Council and the Health Department. South Korea's forensic agency has found no links between a 17-year-old boy's death and a flu shot he had taken. The Yonhap News Agency reported the boy was among the first reported to have died as part of a government campaign to vaccinate about 30 million of a population of 52 million to prevent coronavirus complications. The toll has grown to 25 over the past week, sparking calls from doctors and politicians for a halt to the program.